today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamu Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. So welcome, and we're going to speak about the concept of it's never too late.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Sunday, is the 29th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Mu'minun, verses 3 and 4. Then we'll learn about some points.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wal-ladhina hum 'anil laghwi mu'ridun.
And they who turn away from ill speech.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ.
And they who are observant of zakah.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌ سِوَى.
As great interpreters of the Quran have said, every action and speech that does not carry a significant benefit is vain. Some of other interpreters have rendered vanity as nullity, and others have interpreted it as sins on the whole. Some have interpreted it as cursing or using bad language, others as profane singing, frivolity and play, while yet others have interpreted it as polytheism. Of course, vanity does not only mean idle talk and deeds, but it is also means idle, fertile and baseless thoughts that result in neglecting Allah.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you, to doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
As the previous episode of today's special, we're going to speak about it's never too late. Sometimes you are too arrogant to forgive someone. If we can be hard-hearted enough to not forgive the people in our lives, why then do we expect our Lord to forgive us? Especially when we continue ignoring Him by not fulfilling our basic responsibilities as a Muslim. No doubt he is all-forgiving, the ever-merciful. But if we fail to adopt even a small fraction of mercy in our daily lives, then we have no right to expect the same from others. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, states, Allah has said, O son of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done, and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, when your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you, O son of Adam. Were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum. Today we are going to talk about a concept of a famous proverb that it is said that it is never too late to do something. It is common to hear young people claim that they will start practicing Islam when they get older. We should always be mindful of the fact that older may never come round for us. We have no guarantee that we will even be alive tomorrow, let alone be alive to see our pensions or our grandchildren. And even if we are blessed with a long life, how can we be sure that we have the health, physical and mental, physical and mental health to practice Islam? On the top of all this, we should remember that people do not just magically become good overnight. Often we find that bad habits are hard to shift. What if we can get rid of our bad habits when they get old? The second blessing, the second concept that was said in the prophetic hadith, that was the health before sickness. So we have to know the precious of the health before it is getting too late and we are indulged and we are indulged in sickness. As with our youth, we often take for granted our health. We are advised to take advantage of our good health before we are overcome with illness or disability. What we often don't realize is that our health is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are in a good health, we take it for granted and don't always appreciate what we have. It is only when we fall ill that we realize that a great thing we had and how we let it go to waste by not doing as much ibadah or worship as we know we could and we should have done. We have to think about the cost and worth of it is our health before it is too late and we are soaked with poverty. Wealth is another blessing granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth does not necessarily mean that we have a large amount of savings or the fact that we can afford a huge house at top of the range car and state-of-the-art media system. The simpler things such as a roof over the heads, clothes on our backs, and food on our fridges make us amongst the world's wealthiest people, a fact that more often than not seem to overlook, particularly when we see people that have a lot more worldly possessions than we do. There are millions of people in the world today that don't even have a drop of clean water to drink, and they don't know whether their next meal will be coming from. These are the people that we need to be helping with our wealth. Even a small donation can go a long way. special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Hello to the tips to reboost your iman. How do you spend your days? Think about this question, check yourself, and be honest. How much time are you spending scrolling through social media posts? Bring watching the latest shows or watching the news for 3 hours straight? It's not too late to make a few changes to your daily routine. Ask Allah for His help and try this out. 1. Whenever you feel like checking your social media, make dhikr and dua instead. Whenever you feel like watching another episode of that show, pick up the Quran and read instead. Whenever you feel yourself reaching out for that remote again, consider enrolling in a Quran class to keep you busy every day. This is today's special, and live within the limits of your day. We are speaking about it's never too late. It is wrong to burden your day with worries of tomorrow. Our main business is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. Prophet Jesus asked Allah only for today's bread. He prayed, "Give us this day our daily bread." Living within today was also the advice of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, who said, "Whoever among you wakes up in the morning healthy in his body, secure in his house or his family, and has his day's food, it is as though the world has been brought into his possession." Dear brothers and sisters, any day by having these core elements, one has the world, health, security, and one's day sufficiency for self and family are gifts that should not be belittled. They provide the force that enables the mind to think and create, and the body to work and produce. Precipitating troubles that have not yet arisen is foolish. They are often mere illusions born of pessimism. Even if they are true, it's wrong to ruin today with past or future fears. One should start each day as if it is an unconnected world with its time and even separate from all others.
We should never plant the seed of despair. No matter how many sins you commit, no matter how far you veer from as-sirat al-mustaqim, know that there is always a way back. There is always a path to return. You know, brothers and sisters, you may think that if I lived a life of sin, and I do tawbah, Allah will take me back. But perhaps He will not love me in the same way that He loves others. You know, brothers and sisters, even if you lived a life of sin and you do tawbah, do you know what tawbah means? Do you know the status of the ta'ib, of the one who repents? Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahi alayhi, he illustrates to us what Allah feels, for lack of a better word, when his abd returns to him. The Imam uses an example to illustrate to us the joy of God when his servant returns to him. Imam alayhi salam, he says, Allahu afrahu bi tawbati 'abdihi min al-'aqim al-walid wa min ad-dall al-wajid wa min adh-dham'an al-warid. The Imam says, Allah is more happy when his servant returns to him, even more than a barren woman who becomes pregnant. Have you seen someone who's yearning to have a child? For years and years, they're waiting to receive the news that there is a child growing within her. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, Allah is more happy when his abd returns to him than when that woman who was barren receives the news that she's bearing a child.
Dear brothers and sisters, our time is up, but we spoke about it's never too late. So think about it until the another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.